and Dave Breakfast Show. Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. It's 7:45. Allow myself to introduce you.
Wow.
Our last man standing is coming up after 8 this morning. How much are we playing for? It's $150.
That's right. And the guy's actually on honeymoon at the moment on Hamilton Island.
What's his name again?
Martin.
Martin. He's on his honeymoon. If he doesn't answer the phone, we'll forgive him. We're looking for a contestant to take him on. We'll do that very soon. 27 degrees in Andergrove this morning.
Before we do, though, I think everyone's after a feed of mangoes. Where are they on the side of the roads, the stalls? They should be around, you know, it's mid-November now.
We just rang the Kalen store.
Yeah.
They said that the mango tree won't be ready to pick until the later last week of December.
We said, no. We need something better than that. So that's where Ron has given us a call. Mate, have you got something about the mangoes there, Ron?
The problem with your mangoes is they can't get the pickers to pick them, mate. So there's a lot of mangoes not going to be out to see them.
Of course, because people have been locked down and they haven't been able to travel and stuff.
That's right, yep.
Maybe we could do something like the same as the strawberry farm. Valentine's, where you pick your own mangoes.
That's a good idea.
Oh, well, you get a long way to drive to somebody's place where you get them, like Gilbert River up there, mate. They got the whole plantation is just sort of closed down. They've only done about 3 or 4 loads out of there, and that was it.
Ron.
Couldn't pick any more.
I'll go out there myself.
Challenge accepted, mate.
Thank you for the update. Appreciate it, mate.
All right, buddy.
I didn't realise that. It makes sense now, though, knowing that.
That'd be awesome if you could actually go around with a bucket and pick your own.
133353 is the phone number.
G'day, Nat.
Hey, how you going?
Good.
Do you know where the mangoes are on the side of the road?
Yeah, there's a guy on Bedford Road as you go past the Andergrove store. He's on the left and he's got, like, buckets for sale.
Oh! Seriously? Are they good size or...?
Yeah, I think I got about 8 or 9 in my bucket.
How much?
How much?
$14.
That's all right.
It's not too shabby.
Yeah, there were some that were ripe and some that were a little bit green, but, I mean, they'll get ripe, so happy. I love mango, so
Nat,
I was there.
Thank you for the update. We'll know where to go now. Thank you.
No worries.
All right, see ya. 133353, or go to our Facebook page. Where are they?
Yeah, Triple M Mackay's where you find us on Facebook. It's getting to that season. Really need some mangoes in the belly.
Well, Misfits, apparently, so if you can't find any, we know they always stock some great fresh fruit and veggies.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Go out to see those guys as well. Hmm.
Just going back to what Ron was saying, you know, go out to the farms and everything, they're struggling for pickers. How good would it be, just get a bucket and you go out and pick your own for, say, $10?
I'll turn up in a cherry picker. I drive a crane there. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm just going to pick my own mango. Oh, my God, that would be a dream come true.
You get a big bucket, a bigger bucket than you can.
What would be crane logistics? Drive me over, lowers me into the tree. Let us know where the mangoes are on the side of the road. Triple M Mackay, which I know is Jane Day for breakfast. SoundCloud.